Egypt is on high alert for civil unrest today as the trial for deposed President Mohamed Morsi opened. Morsi is accused of inciting the murder of protesters demonstrating outside Cairo's presidential palace. Morsi was flown in from a secret military location to the trial. He was defiant, asserting that he is Egypt's legitimate president and refusing to recognize the court. The case has been adjourned until January 8th. Earlier, I spoke to Kristen Chick, who's the Christian Science Monitor correspondent in Cairo, and she described the protests today.
There were protests. There was a small group outside the trial venue, and there were also scattered protests throughout downtown Cairo, and a large protest near the Constitutional Court in Cairo, where thousands of people were gathered. There were some incidences of clashes with police in downtown Cairo.
It sounds as though the proceedings in the courtroom kind of broke down.
It was pretty chaotic at points. Morsi and the other defendants were chanting down with the military coup, and they rejected the authority of the court to try them. And Morsi shouted at the judge that he is the legitimate president of Egypt. Those who had removed him from power should actually be on trial instead of him. It was adjourned twice because of chaos.
The trial has been postponed until January 8th. Will it actually move forward then, do you think?
Between now and January 8th, I think what will happen is the defendants' lawyers will have a chance to look at the evidence and the case files and to talk with their client. Lawyers have complained that have a chance to meet with Morsi yet, as he was being held at an undisclosed location. There will be little other action in terms of the trial between now and January 8th.
If Mohamed Morsi is found guilty, what kind of punishment would he face?
He could face the death penalty. He could face life in prison. There are some really strong penalties that are a possibility here.
Kristen, you described the chaos just outside where this trial was taking place. Is that replicated around the country? How's the country reacting to this trial taking place?
There was a little bit of chaos outside of the courtroom as well, with Morsi supporters were attacking some journalists. There were no large outbreaks of violence. It was much calmer than some had expected.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Egypt yesterday, reportedly unrelated to Morsi's trial. How was the presence of Secretary of State Kerry received?
Well, I think that the State Department was expecting a very cold reception. They didn't announce it ahead of time, even though Egyptian media did. But his presence here didn't cause that many waves. Morsi's supporters are very bitter for what they perceive as support for a military coup. They expressed that anger to American journalists today, but there were no major protests in opposition to his visit.
That's Kristen Chick, Christian Science Monitor correspondent, speaking to us from Cairo.